Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, today is the first Saturday in May, and with our weather turning nicer, we know that many of our listeners are ready to go on a hike or take a bike ride or work in those flower beds. And while all those activities can be done alone, they're much more fun to do with your partner. Mm-hmm. So we can make a great date with our spouse by doing these things. And Dr. Bruce McCracken has returned with us, and all this month we're going to be talking about great dates with your mate. So, Bruce, why don't we start out with some reasons why we should continue to date our spouse even after we've been married?
Well, you know, Cap, too often we as couples get settled into the routine of life, our jobs, the stuff going on at church, parenting, and other commitments that we've made, and we become very busy. And these things kind of become like pressures that push against the very foundation of our family, which is our marriage mm-hmm. and the relationship we have together as husband and wife. And we all know that when a foundation of anything gets weak or cracks, it starts to crumble, and then everything else can come down with it. So we need to, in essence, do some, for lack of a better word, maintenance, preventive maintenance on the foundation of our relationship, which is our marriage.
And Bruce, you know, when you think about it, dating our spouse is different than dating them before we were married. Mm-hmm. You know, they've already seen us at our worst, and and they love us anyway.
Yeah, hopefully.
And the real treat is just being alone with them. You mm-hmm. know, we don't have to worry about spending a lot of money either.
Well, that's true, Cap. And the real challenge is we need to make the time. And, you know, the other thing that's different is while we were young and spontaneous, a lot of that spontaneity has gone away, and we have to become a little bit more intentional about spending time together to make it a priority.
So, Bruce, what are some other ways that dating once you're married is different than dating when you were single?
Well, I think, Cap, you know, the purpose of dating when we were single was for the sole purpose of being able to get another date. You know, we wanted to try to see if we could get date number 2, 3, 4, 5 until we culminated with the marriage. And we asked the Lord if this is the right person. And now as a married couple, our purpose isn't so much getting, you know, the second date as much as it's becoming the pursuit of intimacy. That mm-hmm. word, you know, the two shall become one, the idea of cleaving is the idea of continuing to pursue one another. And that's the purpose of dating here, is that pursuit of building a deeper intimacy with our spouse.
So then are the needs of husbands and wives pretty much the same, or are they different?
Well, yes.
Oh.
Both husbands and wives have similar needs, but the intensity in which they feel those needs are different.
And that makes sense, too. Well, one of the needs that I'm guessing that every married person has is the need for friendship from our spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often say that we as married couples, we married our best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then we rarely do things with them.
That's a good observation, Cap. And friendship is one of the top 5 love needs for both men and women. And as married couples, we need to spend some time just having fun together, like you mm-hmm. said at the opening of the show, no strings attached, you know. And we want a date to improve our friendship. And that's really kind of like going back to the future, going back to that dating when we were single, because it's the kind of dating that we did when we wanted to get to know our partner a little better.
And the great thing about that kind of dating is that it's easy to plan
mm-hmm.
and usually inexpensive to do.
Right. That's true. And
because many of us probably don't have a lot of money when we first started dating.
Or even now, if we've raised a family, we might even have less money now. So,
that's
you
true.
Know. Just things like going out to lunch, you know, taking a walk in the park, playing a game, or as you said in the opening, you know, planting flowers together. You know, you don't need to spend a lot of money there. Spend an afternoon helping your wife with one of her hobbies, like sorting pictures for her scrapbook, or, you know, take a trip to the greenhouse and pick out some flowers that you can plant together. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities, and they're virtually endless, of how we can be creative and have some fun doing what you both enjoy doing.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for those ideas, and I hope that all of our listeners can set aside some time to have some fun together in the coming weeks. And we'll be discussing some different ways to invest in our emotional intimacy with our spouse as well, and we look forward to that. Remember, you can always get caught up on our series or listen to the show again on our website, pebblesoftruth.com. So from all of us here at House on the Rock, have a happy Mother's Day, and let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.